Despite being a favorite hobby, gardening can be frustrating with limited accessibility today on Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
It's spring, and gardening is one of those activities that gardeners really look forward and enjoying the fresh vegetables in return for the work involved. There has been much interest and effort in designing gardening options and tools for those gardeners with accessibility issues. I have a bad back and knees like many other gardeners. Anytime I have to work kneeling or bent over in the garden results in spending time with the heating pad and taking ibuprofen. For those needing the help of wheelchairs or scooters, there are even tabletop garden options. The Pine Belt Master Gardeners have designed and built over 800 6-inch deep salad tables addressing gardening accessibility. These salad tables are perfect for leafy greens, and using the 8-inch deep version, you can even grow potatoes. Another idea for accessible gardening involves attaching sections of plastic gutter to a wooden fence and growing leaf lettuce in the gutter garden, and it can be placed at any height needed for the gardener. One last garden idea is the popular gardening in a bale of hay concept, raising the garden up to a comfortable height and proven to be a reliable method for growing many vegetable crops. Making the garden more easily reached and maintained means that everyone, no matter their level of accessibility, can take advantage of the benefits a garden can provide. I'm horticulturist Gary Bachman, and I hope you'll join me next time for Southern Gardening.
Southern Gardening with Gary Bachman is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.